Lesson 39, For the Perfecting of the Saints. Ephesians. What did Paul teach in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and chapter 4, verses 11 through 14, about the importance of apostles and prophets? Why are living apostles and prophets essential to the true church? What are some teachings from Latter-day apostles and prophets that help us progress toward perfection and unity? How can Paul's counsel in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, help strengthen family relationships and maintain unity in the home? What counsel of Latter-day apostles and prophets given us regarding families? What are the different pieces of what Paul calls the armor of God? What does each piece represent? See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. How can each piece of the armor of God protect us against the influence of Satan? What can we do to put on this armor each day? Suggestion for family discussion. Give each family member a piece of paper. Ask each person to tear his or her piece of paper. Then give one member of the family a thick book and ask him or her to try to tear all its pages at the same time. Explain that just as the pieces of paper in the book are stronger when they are together, we are stronger when we are unified in our families and as a church. Discuss what you can do as a family to promote unity in your home and in your ward or branch. Scripture chain, unity. Psalm 133, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 21. And Moses chapter 7, verse 18. End of lesson 39, For the Perfecting of the Saints.